This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 310 for Wednesday, March 16th. Ice canola futures are down on Wednesday with bigger losses in the old crop contracts than in the new crop positions. That said, there are increases in the very lightly traded new crop May and July. The nearby May contract loses $5.80 at $1,113.90 per ton. The July contract drops $7.40 at $1,087.40 per ton, while new crop November is down $3.10 at $931.80. An analyst says some of the blame for the declines can go to the sharp losses in United States wheat. As well, decreases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are adding to the pullback in canola. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are lower, putting pressure on edible oils. The possibility of a strike continues to loom at Canadian Pacific Railway. About 3,000 members of the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference have been in a position to go on legal strike since midnight. The Canadian dollar is higher but fading, with the loonie at 78.36 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.11. There's a glimmer of hope in the war in Ukraine as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiations with the Russians are becoming more realistic. Some reports suggest there could be a ceasefire as early as next week. A report says that China's soybean imports might come in below the U.S. Department of Agriculture's projection of 94 million tons for 2021-22. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending March 11th averaged nearly 1.03 million barrels per day for a decrease of 0.2% over the previous week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The May contract loses 9.5 cents at $16.49 per bushel. May soy oil slips a little more than a tenth of a cent at 73.55 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal loses $6 at $478 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Wednesday as the May contract gives up 28 cents at $7.30 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract rising 3 cents at $6.65. The U.S. wheat complex is falling hard, with Chicago May limit down 85 cents at $10.69. Kansas City May also plummets limit down 85 cents at $10.72.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May tumbles limit down 60 cents at $10.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 16th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.